Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 14th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled Jesus on Mission.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. While he was saying these things to them, suddenly a leader came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly, a woman who had been suffering from a flow of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she was saying to herself, "If only I touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter. Your faith has made you well." And the woman was made well from that moment. When Jesus came to the leader's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl got up. And the report of this spread through all of that district. This gospel passage is a testimony to the work of Jesus and the role of faith in the kingdom of God. We are also invited to become more aware of the importance of faith in God's healing power. Faith does not cause healing, but it is our faith that gets Jesus' attention and enables us to see and believe in what he can do and not in what we do. The Pharisees were still busy criticizing Jesus when this local ruler came seeking Jesus' help. Prosperous and prominent, he risked ridicule of himself to seek a miracle that Jesus could and would do by raising to life his child who had just died. As he was on his way, however, a woman needing healing interrupted Jesus. She thought and believed that by touching his robe, she would be healed, and she was. Walking on through a crowd of mockers and non-believers, Jesus then went straight to the dead girl and, yes, raised her to new life and gave her to her father. The availability of Jesus as he was on this mission of healing was not swayed by the atmosphere or attitudes of the crowd. So we ask ourselves, do we believe in the love and power of Jesus to heal us and even restore life to our broken world, our dying democracy, in spite of our own fears, doubts, and the lack of belief of others? Clearly, Jesus is aware and understanding of our emotions. These two amazing examples of healing and new life happened because of faith in Jesus. We notice the faith and trust of the little girl's father and his prayerful intercession for his child. And we note also Jesus' acceptance of the faith of the woman who took the risk and just reached out with ultimate trust to touch his garment in hope of receiving healing. So we ask ourselves, do we believe in the love of Jesus to heal us? Do we have deep faith expressed in prayer that gets Jesus' attention? Do we trust that he can save our lives, our loved ones, our country, our world? Do we trust in his love to save us and to give us new life? If so, then let us ask for the grace to live our lives always in response to God's amazing love for us. Amen.